150 years of Children's National Hospital. 150 years of groundbreaking research. Of exceptional healthcare for kids. Of helping families, like mine and yours. 150 years stronger with your help. Please give today. Visit childrensnational.org/150 years. That's childrensnational.org/150 years.
Lift hearts with a vision of the truth. Yeah, hi, thanks for taking time to listen to the Preaching Points podcast from the Haddon W. Robinson Center for Preaching at Gordon-Conwell Theological Seminary. I'm your host, Brian Hettinga. Glad you could join us as we sit down with experienced preachers and teachers who provide brief homiletic reflections that will help guide and shape and improve your preaching. Now, this week's episode, we have Dr. Jeffrey Arthurs of Gordon-Conwell Seminary discussing how to lift hearts with a vision of the truth.
Hey, I just read a good book, and I want to call your attention to it. Gary Selby, Not with Wisdom of Words, subtitle, Non-Rational Persuasion in the New Testament. That's a mouthful, but it was a good book. It's not a big book either, and it's about persuasion and rhetoric in the New Testament. Here's the idea. Much of the epistles is argumentation, right? It's reasoning from Scripture, logic, much like a sermon or a discourse. And much of the epistles uses ethos, personal credibility. You know, Philippians has a warm tone, pastoral, brotherly tone. Second Corinthians is a defense of Paul's apostleship, his character, his calling. But according to Gary Selby, there's also non-rational. This is not irrational, it's not contra-rational, but it's not strictly rational. It's more affective or visionary or of the heart. Selby says that we need the insights of poetics and not just rhetoric to understand those passages. Passages like 1 Corinthians 13. You remember, of course, that chapter 13 is in the middle of this extended argument, 12 through 14, about the body of Christ, the local gathering. There are differing gifts. If we magnify one gift, you know, where's the sense of smelling if the whole body is an eye or an ear? And it's an argument about the value and the place of every member of the body. And then 1 Corinthians 13 is kind of stuffed into the middle of it. It's a vision. It's a poem. It helps us catch the feeling of love. It gives us a vicarious experience of this vision of unity within the body that the apostle's talking about it. Gary Selby would say, it's non-rational persuasion. It moves the hearts. It gives them a vicarious experience of what he has been arguing about. It enacts what it's talking about, namely love, oneness, service, unity, humility. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels but have not love, I'm nothing. Selby also examines 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, you know, that passage dealing with the Lord's return. The Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout, the voice of the archangel, the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise. Well, the argument is, don't grieve, because here's the true nature. Let me inform you about the Lord's second coming. And now, to help you not grieve, I want to give you a vision. We have this message on the authority of the Lord. Cock your ear. Lift your weather eye to the horizon. See the dead rise and the living follow them. Experience vicariously, symbolically through words, but experience this comfort, this hope that he's been teaching them about and even arguing about. So that's Not With Wisdom of Words, Gary Selby, Erdman's 2016. What might this non-rational persuasion look like in a sermon? Well, very briefly, it means we'll give attention to our language, to our words, concrete images, story, even stylistic devices like parallelism, rhythm, sound values. That's how we can lift hearts with a vision of the truth. A vision, not just an argument, a vision, an experience of the truth. So give it a try in your own preaching, because that's what the New Testament authors have done, occasionally punctuating their arguments by lifting hearts with a vision of the truth.
Dr. Jeffrey Arthurs with this week's Preaching Points podcast. Thanks for listening. And by the way, if you have any future topics you would like us to cover, please email us at preaching@gordonconwell.edu. Again, our email address is simply preaching@gordonconwell.edu. All right, I'm Brian Huntinga. Join us next week as we offer more insight on preaching God's Word effectively.
I have been fed, that's a fact.
I have been fed, that's a fact.
My credit card purchases get me cash back.
My credit card purchases get me cash back.
No one else gets these rewards.
Sergeant, that is just plain untrue.
What in tarnation?
Sir, PenFed's PowerCash Rewards Card isn't just for military members. Anyone can get cash back on all purchases.
Ah, figgins! You've ruined my favorite song.
PenFed Credit Union. Visit PenFed.org/PowerCash. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired fitness celebrity Billy Blanks.
Okay, everybody. Our car just got a broken windshield. How about we blow off some steam? Now punch, now kick.
Mr. Blanks, there's no need to be stressed. GEICO makes it easy to file a claim online, on the app, or over the phone.
Yeah, but what if I never hear back? That's gonna make me wanna go jab and jab.
Nope. Your GEICO claims team is always there for you.
Okay, do I still get my post-workout protein shake?
Sure, Billy. GEICO, great service without all the drama.